Are you ready to discover your ocean state of mind? Today, we're taking a look at a brand new luxury cruise line, Explorer Journeys. Stay tuned. My guest today is Barb Chamberlain, real travel expert and virtuoso travel advisor with Direct Travel Vacations Canada. Barb brings with her a vast wealth of travel knowledge, having held management roles in some of the top flight travel agency consortiums within Canada and the US over the last 30 plus years. Barb makes her home in London, Ontario, and enjoys meeting the needs of her clients in Ontario and across the country. Hi, Barb. Welcome to RTE Travel Talk.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Marvelous. Barb, it's great to have you with us, and it's actually so nice to see you again. So one of the topics of conversation that we get on this channel with a lot of comments and questions is about this new up-and-coming luxury cruise line, your Explorer Journeys. Now, I happen to know that you just recently returned from just such a voyage, and I was hoping today we could spend a little time learning about Explorer Journeys and where in the market you think they fit. Are you up for that?
I certainly am.
Super, super. So why don't we just start off, Barb, with a quick 30,000-foot look at where you were with Explorer and the voyage you were on. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I left at the end of January, which was really great because I thought I was going to get out of a really cold winter, but we haven't had a really cold winter, and flew to Barbados, overnighted in Barbados, got on the ship the next day, and nine glorious nights tooling around the Caribbean to like places like St. Kitts and St. Bart's, where the rich and the royal playground is, and all the yachts, Martinique, St. Lucia, just puttering around in that Southern Caribbean there. And the weather was fabulous. It was 87 degrees every day. And the ship is amazing.
Wow. So you were on the Explorer 1. I gather this is one of two ships in the fleet. Are they both the same?
Well,
or are they similar?
It's one of six ships.
Is it really?
Say that.
Well, I stand corrected.
The second one comes out in August of this year.
Right.
They have a third coming out in 2025. And then I think they're taking a year's break. And then they're building three other ships.
Oh, fantastic. So in terms of Explorer Journeys, Barb, where in your opinion did they fit in the market? Are they a luxury cruise line? Who would you compare them with?
I can't compare them with anybody, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
They are definitely in the luxury cruise market. They're kind of in a class all by themselves because they're not your typical cruise line.
Okay.
So if you want Las Vegas type shows or a lot of hustle and bustle, being entertained all the time, pool, music and stuff like that, then you shouldn't go on Explorer Journeys.
Okay.
Explorer Journeys is like a luxury hotel at sea. It's very serene. There's not the hustle and bustle. Yes, there's entertainment at night,
Yeah. But
it's not the Las Vegas type shows. It's very lovely entertainment. They have entertainment in their lounges. They have entertainment throughout the ship, even in the court, like in a corridor area. There'll be a lady playing the piano and singing, or a gentleman. It's very, very lovely. Explorer Journeys has like a tagline sort of thing called Ocean State of Mind.
Okay.
And I never really thought about that too much before I sailed on it. And then I heard about it a lot on the ship and I thought, you know, what is my ocean state of mind? And after being on that ship for nine nights, my ocean state of mind is tranquility. I just felt so relaxed on that ship and I didn't feel rushed. And everywhere you went, it was so pleasing to the eye, and the detail on this ship, it was just amazing. And the staff were phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal. I can't say enough about it, to be honest with you. And that kind of surprises me. I have my favorites, or I had my favorites.
Yeah.
And the more I think about Explorer, the more I think, I want to go back.
Well. That's really, really, really high praise. You know, I've looked over their website. And they do present themselves as a luxury product. But you say they really can't compare to all the rest of them, like, for example, an Ozamer or a Silver Sea.
I would say that they're maybe even a step above.
Really?
Yeah. The ship carries 900 passengers.
Right.
And it's 1.25:1 ratio.
Right.
Which is phenomenal. And but it's a different experience.
Yeah.
Like, I was on Seabourn last year for 2 weeks, and really nice cruise line too, but they had parties in the pool in the afternoon and stuff like that.
Right.
Explorer Journeys does not.
And you don't see that.
No. They have lovely pools. They have the neatest whirlpools ever along the ship. So it's all plexiglass or glass or however they make it. And they're long, like really long lap pools, and it's a whirlpool. And you sit there and you feel like you're right in the ocean. There's a lot of thought that went into that cruise.
Amazing. Line. You mentioned the crew ratio of
1.25.
Yeah. For the benefit of viewers and listeners, Barb, why is that important?
Well, it's very important because it means that it's almost one-on-one. It's almost like they have a crew to look after almost every person there.
Right.
And I found that the staff were immensely friendly. I was blown away how friendly they were. And not overbearing. Not overbearing at all. Just very, very nice. And if you went into one of their restaurants, you know, they would recommend things to you to try.
Yeah.
Especially in their Asian restaurant.
So the whole vibe of the ship is tranquil.
Very tranquil. Yeah. Very serene. Yeah.
So let's talk about the restaurants and the dining. How does that work on board? In terms of dining, do they have set dining times where you go down and assign seating, or is it just open seating dining? You can sit wherever you want. How does that work, Barb?
So they have four restaurants. Right. Two you have to make reservations for, and the other two you do not. So you just go whenever you want. But they, you know, considered specialty restaurants.
Right.
There's no extra charge. And then they have what they call the Emporium Marketplace, which, what a great concept. You go into this very large area and there's stations all along with every different kind of food you want. If you want, I could never stay on longer than 9 days. They'd have to roll me off.
Oh dear, you'd never get me out of there.
If you want pasta, they have a pasta station. If you want sushi, they have a sushi station. If you want salad, they have a salad station, and they make it all right fresh for you right there. Yeah. Every station you go to, if you want a hamburger or panini or something like that, they have that station.
But to be clear, this isn't like a buffet you're going to find on one of the premium ships.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And their bread and their pastries are to die for, and they fly a special flour from Italy to the ship just for their breads.
Wow.
So you've got five choices to go, and you can have room service.
Right.
The Emporium Marketplace is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the French restaurant, Filet Rouge, is open for breakfast and dinner. And the Med is only open for dinner. Marble and Company, dinner only. And Sakura, which is their Asian Thai type of restaurant, it's open for lunch and dinner. And they also have outdoor dining.
Okay.
And that's what I like. One of the reasons I ate at the Emporium so many times, like so much, is because I love sitting out on the back deck. You can sit inside or outside. Yeah. On the back, you know, it's 80 degrees out or 79 degrees out. And it's just so beautiful sitting out there, especially when you come from Ontario.
Exactly.
In January.
Exactly. Coming out of Ontario in January, it's good. There's a lot of snowbirds heading down to warmer climes.
Absolutely.
What's their history, Barb? From where did Explorer Journeys arise?
There's another cruise line called MSC Cruises.
Okay.
MSC Cruises' parent company is MSC Shipping,
right?
Which I'm sure you've seen around the world. Yeah. You see all these containers saying MSC on them. So MSC Shipping started up MSC Cruises, and I was on one of MSC Cruises' very first sailings. So that says a little bit. And then they decided that they wanted to get into the luxury market. They spoke to many, many people in the industry. They sat down with heads of travel companies and said, what do you like about different cruise lines and what don't you like about different cruise lines? They even had agents, travel agents on a panel asking what they wanted or would like to see. And they took all that information and they formed Explorer Journeys.
Wow, quite a story. Let's talk about inclusivity. Are they truly all inclusive, such as like, for example, Silver Sea with the door-to-door promotion or Region Seven Seas? If not, what is not included with them?
What not included is they don't include their shore excursions.
Okay.
And they don't include items of a personal nature like hair salon,
right,
barber, casino, and that sort of thing. And they don't have like door-to-door. They do offer, I believe they do offer air now. Their air department is open, so that would be an extra. They don't market it with air. And they do pre and post, and they do what they call journeys instead of excursions. So they have their own little language,
okay, which
I think is kind of neat. So an excursion is a journey. A stateroom, especially the mid to higher end staterooms, are called residences. A balcony is called a terrace.
Okay.
And I just had a middle category residence stateroom, and it's larger than most.
Really?
And their terraces, balcony, are also larger than most. On our terrace, we had a chaise lounge, which was like 1.5 sizes of a normal chaise lounge. And then there was a table and 2 chairs. And we had lots of room.
Oh.
And the other thing, Cam, it's the little things, you know? It's not just the big things, it's the little things.
Yeah.
When you're lying in bed and you have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the washroom, you put your foot down on the carpet and a light comes on to show you the way.
People probably don't realize, well, you realize, and I realize because we've been on lots of ships, but those staterooms at nighttime are dark when the lights are out. I mean, in some of them, you can't see your hand in front of the face. So that's a really, really neat feature that the minute your feet hit the floor, there's a light on.
It truly is. And it is the little things. Like they have a little bit of a bookcase library in your room. They have binoculars in the rooms for you, not to take home, but to use while you're in the room. In some of the residences and that, they have exercise equipment, fitness equipment in your room that you can use it in your room. If you want somebody to come to your room and help you go through and show you the ropes, they will do that too.
Oh, that's really quite amazing. With regard to the staterooms, if I understood you correctly, like what we consider a regular balcony stateroom, they call that a terrace.
The balcony is a terrace, yes.
And then what we would probably consider is a suite on some of these other ships, they're calling those residences.
Residence, because the one thing about Explorer Journeys is that you feel like you're at home. Everything, all the furniture on board isn't like a normal cruise line, basically.
Okay.
And the best example I can give you is when you go into the evening show at nighttime, normally you sit down and there's rows and rows of seats.
Yeah. Typical show lounge.
And you sit there. That's not what they've done. They've done like a living room. So it's 2 really nice sofa sort of chairs together with a table in between. There might be a little sofa that fits 3 or 4, and then there's a table. It actually looks like a big living room. And there's a bar in it, and all your drinks are included. And yes, they have people that will come and take your drink. But I found that a lot of men especially like to go up to the bar and, you know, chat to the other guy you know, get the strength and then bring them back and things like that. And it's just like your living room. It was so well done.
It really sounds like a different experience.
It is a different experience. It's a luxury, it's not a yacht, but it's a luxury cruise line that is without the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, right on.
You feel like you're home away from home. That's why they call some of the places, like their suites, the residences.
Yeah, exactly. What an interesting concept. How were they technology wise, like in the suites?
Great. They had the little plugins for your iPad or your iPhone right beside on each side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Wi-Fi was great. Never had a problem. And Wi-Fi is included.
You're not relegated to X number of minutes. Everything is just straight up Wi-Fi.
No.
Did you find the Wi-Fi connection strong? Like
it was strong. I could use it on my balcony terrace, and no problem anywhere about the ship.
Oh, really?
At all.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about the entertainment. Was there lots to do on board, Barb?
Like they had a show every evening.
Right.
They had 2 shows every evening, actually. And like what it was, like one night, the gentleman that was on board when we were on board, he did like a tribute to Billy Joel.
Oh, wow.
And it was really, really good. Yep. It was really, really good. And, you know, another night they would have a tribute to Broadway, and they had a male singer and a female singer, and then they had a backup band. As I said, there was other entertainment around the ship.
Yeah.
Up in the astern lounge, before dinner, there was a little band that played dancing music for people who wanted to dance before dinner. That astern lounge, they do have a DJ after dinner into the late hours of the evening for people who want to dance.
Right. Now, you talked about excursions are not included.
No.
Can you book them prior to going on board the ship?
Absolutely, you can. And even on board, they have an excursion desk, really nice people, and they will book your excursions for you. It was good. You know, we arrived at the port. And
so, Barb, the $64,000 question is, how does this cruise line, in terms of their fares, compared to other luxury cruise lines, where do they fit in?
I would say very on par right now with any of the luxury lines. Right now, they are offering some nice promotions. And I personally feel, after talking to people, I never let on to anybody that I was in the industry at all.
Right.
And I wanted to talk to, you know, some of the guests on board. There was somebody, a couple couples on there for 3 months.
Oh, really?
3 months. They would literally have to roll me off. But, oh my gosh. But anyhow, there was a lot of people on there for, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And they were all, the feedback was like 100%. 100%. I never heard one negative comment. Not one. Do they have to tweak a couple little things? Yeah, maybe. But I just feel that when the word gets out even more, that it's going to be a hard ticket to get if you don't book early on this cruise line.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're just new. And once word gets around, then they're going to be extremely, extremely popular. And it really,
I believe,
you know,
so.
The fact that you mentioned that there's already folks on board that are on for 4 weeks, 2 months, that says a lot. What about family, Barb? Is it a good cruise line for a family type vacation? Like people with younger kids or teenagers, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there were children on board. Mm-hmm. There weren't a ton of children on board. They do have an adult-only pool area.
Okay.
But you didn't see kids running around or anything like that. I think the children that were on board are kind of used to being with their parents and adults a little bit more than normal, maybe. But there is a nice area for the children. There's an area called Nautilus.
Okay.
And they have Xbox and PlayStation and virtual reality and a pool table and that, and there's somebody there that oversees it all. I saw a lot of children who, you know, were just with their parents at meal times and maybe until Nautilus for a couple of hours in the morning and maybe a couple of hours in the afternoon. But if we were in port, they were ashore.
Okay. Yeah. What about solo travelers? Do they have any provisions for folks that are traveling solo?
I believe that they do, because I know that they had a solo get-together.
Now, you mentioned that you did come across some families on board. It probably varies by the itinerary that the ship is on. But in general, Barb, what was the demographic on board the ship?
Yeah, it was interesting. I think there were people right from their late 20s
all the way through
to their 70s.
Right.
I was surprised at how many younger people were on board. And when I say younger, I mean everybody's younger than I am. I think the majority were maybe 35 to 65.
Okay, yeah. Kind of an eclectic mix of Canadians, Europeans, Americans, just everybody from everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah. Which is always fun.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. So if you had some top advice or tips for somebody contemplating this cruise line, what would it be?
Book early. Don't book it if you want to be entertained all the time. There's lots to do. There's different things to do during the day that you do get a little paper in your cabin each night telling you what's going on the next day. And there are some things, but it's not the same as your big ships. It just isn't. And a lot of people don't want that. I mean, there's a market for almost every ship that's up there,
yep,
in my humble opinion. It's people that have done the big ships. And maybe they don't want so many people around and they don't need to, you know, go on the big slides and all that all the time now, or the go-kart races or.
I think more and more people are actually coming to that conclusion. People that have cruised quite a bit are looking for that more laid back, sedate or serene experience.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, you know, do they have, what was kind of like the dress code on board? Do they have formal nights or is it country club casual? How did that work?
It's country club elegance, mm-hmm, sort of thing. There were no formal nights. I didn't see anybody in anything. Like I wore a long dress one night, but it was a casual long dress.
Right.
But no, you didn't have to. My husband took a sports jacket. Didn't even wear it.
Okay.
As you said, it sometimes depends on the itinerary. And when you're in the Caribbean, it's more laid back. The ship does the Caribbean in the winter months. And when I say Caribbean, it does go over to Panama and then come back again. In our nice months, it does Europe.
Okay.
And the new ship will be doing Europe. And it does have a couple of itineraries in there for Hawaii. And I see at the end of 2024, they're actually going to go to Dubai and Egypt. So as, you know, the ships come on, they'll broaden their destinations.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of choice. But again,
again,
your best advice for people looking to book for 24 or 25 is to book early.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
I truly do. And I got to say that it's not just Explorer Journeys. It's all cruise lines. The smaller the cruise line, the busier they're getting. People want smaller lines.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a market out there for the big ones. Absolutely they are, and they're probably booking up like crazy too. But a lot of people are saying, I don't want to be on the ship with 3,000 people or whatever.
Well, 900 is a really nice number.
It's a lovely size.
Yeah.
It's really a lovely size. I didn't feel I had to be in line or anything for anything.
Yeah.
Like they have a creperie that makes crepes every day from 11 to 5. That's a big no-no for me. And I visited it every day. And their gelato ice cream and just everything. I mean, and it's all included. It's all inclusive.
Yeah. Other than the excursions, you don't have to put your hand in your pocket for anything.
Yeah, you know.
And obviously spa services and that as well.
Yes, but with the spa, everybody can go into the spa and use some of their facilities for free.
Oh, really?
Now, if you want a treatment, then it's extra. Yes, but they have a lovely spa area where everybody can go in. And like their cabanas, they have like 64 cabanas on board. No charge.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. They'd be wonderful cruising around the Caribbean.
I think it would be lovely to cruise anywhere. And, you know, they've got a pickleball court and they have a basketball court and they have a walking running track that I said I was going to do every day and did twice. And, you know, they have a lovely cafe for lattes and coffees and pastries and chocolate with cranberry and a little bit of salt in it. That was very good.
So in other words, you're like me. You're gearing up to go on this wonderful cruise. You said, you know what? I'm going to make use of the track and I'm going to go to the gym every day. And it just never happens because you're having too much fun doing other stuff.
And I said we were going to walk the track after breakfast every morning. We walked the track twice around 4 o'clock in the day.
Well, you know, that actually that's a sign that you're really, really enjoying yourself. So
I loved it. Yeah. I have been on over 100 cruises, as you probably know, and there's some beautiful, beautiful lines out there. There truly, truly are. And I love some of them so much, but this one is a little different.
Mm, fantastic.
A good difference.
Yeah. Well,
and it's not taking anything away from any other line. I think they've nailed it. I really do. Yeah.
So if you're a seasoned cruiser and you're looking for something of different, this is something that you really want to consider.
Yeah. And I even believe that if you've never cruised before, because I talked to a couple of young people who were on board and one was on their honeymoon and they've never cruised before. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, so it'd be a wonderful honeymoon ship, a wonderful anniversary ship. It's a very lovely ship.
Well, Barb, this is wonderful. It's just super information. If folks want to find out more information about booking such a cruise vacation or get in touch about another cruise vacation, how would they do that?
They can just call me at 519-670-4448.
Okay.
Or they can email me at bchamberlain@dt.com.
Super. I'll leave those links in the description. But just before we get out of here, one of the things I always like to do is I live vicariously through all of the wonderful real travel experts I interview. So I need to know what's next on your bucket list.
I'm hoping to host a Virtuoso Voyage because I'm a Virtuoso agent from Barcelona to Rome in October. So I'm hoping to do that. And whether I do something between now and then or that, I don't know yet.
Oh, fantastic. Do we have a cruise line for that yet?
Seabourn.
Oh, wonderful. I absolutely love Rome, the time that we got to spend there. I've never been on Seabourn. So we'll have to have you back to regale us with your adventures from Barcelona to Rome. How's that sound?
Absolutely. Right. That sounds great.
All right. So with that, Barb, I'm just going to wish you smooth sailing on all your future cruises and destinations. May the wind always be at your back. And I hope to see you on a Lido deck sometime soon.
That would be great.
Take care.
Thanks, Ken. Bye-bye.
And that about wraps it up for today, folks. A very special thanks to my guest, Barb Chamberlain of Direct Travel. If you'd like to reach Barb about an Explorer Journeys vacation or another cruise, I will leave her contact information in the description. If you'd like to reach out to us with a suggestion for a future video or interview, or simply a question, you can send a question to realtravelexperts.com, visit our website, realtravelexperts.com, or simply leave a comment. We always respond. And as always, folks, if you enjoyed this content, a like, subscribe, share, and a ring of the bell is certainly appreciated and helps us to spread the word. So until next time, happy travels.